The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now when he heard that John had been arrested,
this morning,
he withdrew into Galilee.
Taken from Matthew chapter 4,
and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun
and Naphtali. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested,
so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled.
And leaving
the land
Nazareth,
of Zebulun
and lived
the land
in Capernaum by the sea,
the way of the sea
in the
beyond
territory
the Jordan,
of Zebulun
Galilee
and
of the
Naphtali.
Gentiles, the people
so
dwelling in darkness
by the
have
prophet
seen
Isaiah
a great light.
Might be
and for
fulfilled.
Those dwelling in the region in
the
shadow
land
of
Zebulun,
death, on them
the land of
the light
Naphtali,
has dawned.
The way
from
of
this,
the sea,
that time, Jesus began
beyond
to
the
preach,
Jordan,
saying, "Repent,
Galilee,
for the kingdom
of the
heaven
Gentiles.
Is at hand."
The
while walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon,
light.
Who was called Peter,
and for those
and Andrew,
dwelling
his
in
brother,
the region and shadow
casting
of
a net
death,
into the sea,
on them
they
a light
were fishermen.
Has dawned.
And he said to them, "Follow me,
from
and
that
I will
time,
make you fishers
Jesus
of
began
men."
To preach,
immediately
saying,
they left their nets and followed him, and going on from there,
is at
he
hand.
Saw two other brothers, James,
while walking
the son of
by
Zebedee,
the Sea of Galilee,
and John, his brother.
He saw two brothers.
In the boat was Zebedee, their father,
Simon,
mending their
who
nets.
Was called Peter.
And he called to them.
And Andrew,
immediately
his
brother, they left the boat and
casting
their father,
the net into the sea,
and followed him.
For they were fishermen.
And he went throughout all Galilee,
and he
teaching
said them,
in their synagogues and proclaiming
me,
the gospel of the kingdom,
and I
and
will
healing
make
every disease
of men.
And every affliction.
Immediately
the
they left their nets and followed him.
The gospel of the Lord.
And going on from there, he saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. Here is the reading. Good morning. It's good to see you guys. For the last couple weeks, we've looked at some key moments in Jesus' early life. A couple weeks ago, we talked about his baptism. Said that it was the public announcement of his identity and his commissioning.
Let us pray.
For ministry.
Heavenly Father,
last
guide us by your word and
Jesus's
spirit.
First act of
in
ministry,
your truth we may find freedom
that in him
and in
the
your
kingdom of
will
God had drawn
peace
near or come close.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, today
Amen.
We're going to look at what
Please
happens next. When Jesus calls four fishermen, Andrew,
in our gospel
and Peter,
reading today,
James and John,
Matthew introduces the beginning of Jesus' ministry
follow him.
That is signaled by the
in
imprisonment of John the
for
Baptist.
A religious teacher, especially
when
one
Jesus
that had
heard the news, he left Nazareth and went to Capernaum, and
a following.
That resides on the northwest
of
shore of the Sea of Galilee.
Quite literally, follow
and
behind,
this really became the headquarters for his ministry. As Capernaum was a strategic location near a main road,
well, Jesus
south
adopted
of
this practice
where,
and called
Damascus.
Disciples.
So Matthew
and for a
describes
long time,
all of
from the
this
beginning, Christians have always
as
thought,
a fulfillment
kind
of
a
prophecy, a fulfillment
to
of Isaiah
what it means
chapter
to be
9,
a
verses 1 and 2.
And Jesus,
but there will
he said,
be no gloom for those who were in
and he
anguish.
Embodies, and he's
in the former time, he brought
a very
into contempt
kind
the land of Zebulun. In the
and
land of Naphtali, but
students.
In the latter time he
we
will make glorious
disciples.
The
and
way of the sea,
our lives
the land
him.
Beyond the Jordan, Galilee
the story that
of
I
the
just
nations
read
or of the
has
Gentiles.
Has a lot to teach us.
The people
about
who
the
walk in darkness
of discipleship,
have seen a great
about what
light.
It kind of consists of.
Those who live
so
in
I
the land
about
of deep
that idea
darkness
at
on them light.
But I also
has
want to talk
shined.
About the challenge of discipleship.
Zebulun and Naphtali
and
were the northernmost
and
regions
finally, I want to talk a little
of Israel,
bit
and thus
the
they were the most influenced
why
by pagan
Jesus
invaders.
Is a
over the centuries, which is why Isaiah would refer to this region as Galilee of
so
the Gentiles or of the nations.
Of it, the challenge of it.
You know, we and, go back
and
in Matthew's
gift,
gospel, and it's
gift.
The Gentiles,
well,
the Magi, who come from
no
the east,
time
who are the first to worship Jesus. And now Jesus begins his ministry in Galilee of the Gentiles.
Of men.
So it's clear from the beginning that Jesus' ministry will go beyond
fellowship of
the Jewish people.
Or of disciples, he tasks
Jesus begins
with this mission,
with this proclamation, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
I think it's
this
worth clarifying.
This is the identical, the same message as John the Baptist,
quite the same thing,
whose ministry was catchy. Really directed at the Jewish people.
Now, some people,
so we see that there's a continuity between
as
John the Baptist
the
and Jesus the Messiah.
Convert.
Their message is the same.
And to find people,
we also see that the good news they proclaim and the demand
kind
of the gospel,
to our way,
meaning
of
repentance.
I don't think
is the same
that's,
for Jew.
I think that's problematic.
And
not so
alike.
Much for what it affirms.
And Jesus
but
then
for
at
what
that
it
point
ignores.
He begins to enlist others
think about it,
in his ministry to the world as he calls
as
his disciples.
Really
in Hebrew the word is talmudim,
transferring realms. You're taking
Peter,
what's
and Andrew,
in the sea,
James and John,
and bringing it to dry
repentance
land.
Repentance means to
and
change
it's a significant
one's mind.
Transfer.
And thus to
because
have a change of direction
in, the Bible
in life.
Is
and
not
so
a good
these
place.
First disciples,
the sea is
they demonstrate
unpredictable.
The proper response
it's
to
opaque,
Jesus as they
it's really
immediately
it's
leave
you know, if
their
you're
business,
in the sea,
their business of fishing.
You're never
they immediately
safe.
Just leave it behind and follow
so
Jesus into the business
isn't exactly
of the kingdom.
Converting.
Follow me.
It's bringing people to
those
a better
those are words that
place.
Characterize discipleship.
You know,
but Jesus
wholeness
lets the disciples know from the beginning what that will
into
mean.
Into people's lives.
And
I
will
think this understanding of fishing is
you know,
even
make
mirrored
you fish
in our text.
For people.
You know, we read at the very end, last verse
I
read, that Jesus was going all around Galilee, preaching
at
in the synagogues,
the very same time
and healing
that Jesus
every disease and
creates
every
the fellowship of
among
the church.
The And Matthew
he introduces
interprets
the task.
These actions
he introduces
as a
the task of mission
of an ancient prophecy.
And so we see from
Isaiah,
the very beginning, mission
the people
is
who
central
living in
to the life of the Christian community.
Have seen a great light, Matthew says.
It's who we are.
A
we don't just do mission.
On those
we
who
are
dwell
a mission.
In the region,
it's
the
at the very core of
Jesus
the Christian identity.
People to
and
a
church. That is
place.
Not engaged in mission
so he
would be like
his
building
kind of
a car that doesn't
fishing,
run.
You know, bringing people to another place.
It may
place.
Be good for something,
and right before Jesus,
but it's certainly not any good for
heaven,
what it was intended
kind of
to do and to be.
He commissions his
C.S.
followers
Lewis,
to continue
this is a quote
that same
that,
work. It's a really
I
famous passage.
From,
I know a lot of you know
P.O.
it. It's called The Great Commission. You know,
having read this book many
he,
years
Jesus
ago,
Jesus says, all authority in heaven
quote,
and on earth has been given to me.
C.S. Lewis
so go,
famously wrote this in his classic Mere Christianity.
Go among all the nations. Baptize
the church exists
them,
for nothing else
to
but to draw men into
you.
Christ.
Continue to bring
if
people
they are not doing
in
that,
darkness
all the cathedrals, clergy,
the
missions, sermons, even the Bible itself.
You know, discipleship
are simply a waste of time.
Involves a lot of things.
God
I'm not going to try and be comprehensive.
For no
but I think
other
one thing we can
purpose.
Say from this passage is that
today's
mission,
collect,
you know,
our gathering prayer from
in
the
Jesus
prayer book,
name
really speaks to this same idea.
To following him, to being his student.
Give us grace,
students,
O Lord,
as followers of Jesus,
to answer readily the call
are.
Of our Savior,
to
Jesus Christ, and proclaim to
cliche.
All people
we don't just
the
do
good
mission,
news of his salvation.
We are a mission.
That we and the whole
and
world
if you belong to a
may
church, or if you go to a church
glory
that doesn't
of
engage
his
in that
works.
Type of work, it's kind of like
Jesus'
buying
invitation
a car that doesn't work.
Follow me.
It may
included
have
included a call,
but it's
to
not
mission,
really being used for its creative purpose.
And I will make you fishers of men.
So how do we do it?
And that's exactly
how
what
do we
they
bring
did.
The good news of God.
You know,
God
the record that
others.
Matthew lays out for us is
well,
very
I think
clear.
As disciples, we should look to our teacher.
Verse 23.
And in particular, we
it
should
says
look
that Jesus
at the two things that
went
Jesus
throughout Galilee, and
did.
Obviously the disciples are
first,
with him.
He proclaimed
Jesus
the
went
good news
throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news
the good
of the kingdom
news with his actions
and curing
words
every disease
and deeds
and every sickness and
they belong together
among the people.
Let's,
so
let's
Jesus began
each.
With
so
his
words.
Disciples this
you know, I
work
think, I think
of mission
kinda,
to take the good news of the kingdom
no one asked
to
for,
all people.
Okay. I think
that's
it's
how Jesus began his ministry,
to
and before his ascension into heaven, that we read about at the end of Matthew's
Gospel. You guys know
gospel,
that phrase. I know. I've used it. So
Jesus
this no
recast
preach the gospel
this very same vision to his followers, just in case that they might think that his
well, for the
his
record,
physical
no
departure, his
Saint
physical
Francis
absence from the scene,
so, whatever.
Might put
but
an end to
I don't think
things.
The problem is,
just in case
you know,
they might be tempted to believe that, he says this.
I think what that
and
statement
Jesus came
does
and said to them,
is it
all
it
authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Of the gospel.
Now, that's a fairly significant
with the gospel
statement
itself.
If you just want to ponder that one for a minute.
You know, if the gospel
go therefore
was primarily
and make disciples of all nations.
To be saved,
baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
an ethic,
and teaching them
that
to
it could
obey
doubtlessly
everything
be communicated
I have
with
commanded
actions,
you.
As
and remember,
well as with words.
I am with you always to the
but,
end
and I'm
going to
sound
age.
Kind of strong here. The gospel
Jesus
isn't that.
Sends his Spirit
it isn't
to be
what
with
we
us
must do to be saved.
To empower
it's what God
us,
has done
and therefore
to save us. And
the mission continues
only
until Jesus comes
faith.
Again.
You know, not worse.
Which really brings us to where
so,
we are today,
we
some 2,000 years later.
And it's
later.
Very important to express, to
it's
even
been
preach,
clear,
say,
I think, around here at Christ Church for a very long time.
With our behavior,
that
we
have
with the way
self-identified
our integrity, our
as a
honesty.
Community of Jesus' disciples
to receive,
who exist to further
gospel,
his mission in the world by making more disciples, by enlisting
and
more and more followers of Jesus.
Someone has to tell
and,
the story.
And getting them involved in his kingdom mission
so words,
in the world.
And
that
I don't
begins
just mean, you know, lay out the
right
gospel,
here,
obviously.
But
in
our
personal
own
stories,
lives
say,
and families
you know,
and neighborhoods
gospel,
and workplaces
and
schools.
How it's changed my life. That's
and
essential.
Extends out from here
and one
to
thing,
the ends
I'm
going to
go off
earth.
Script here. Just because
we
you've been raised in church
missional
life,
community.
Or someone you know has been raised in church
it's
their entire
who
life
we are.
Does not mean that they really have heard
at the most
the
fundamental level.
They probably encountered a lot of religion.
Jesus Christ
but that doesn't necessarily mean that they've heard
in the, world
the free message of God's grace. So don't just
identity.
Think oh, well, they've been at church.
And so
they
if we fail to
anything.
Engage
and maybe that's
in the
true,
mission,
but maybe
we have,
they
I
really
guess what we could say,
heard,
a very serious
kind of,
identity
you know,
crisis.
The raw or scandalous, unadorned message
now, as a,
of God's
a final
grace.
Observation from this passage.
The words are essential. But
I'd
that
like
does
us
not
to ponder
any,
this
by
question.
Any means,
how?
Of course, belittle
how?
Or devalue
how do we
how
engage the mission?
Are, right?
How do we
words
go about this task?
I don't actually think I can stress enough
of the kingdom
how important
of God
it is, especially for us, you know, as a Christ
world.
Church, as a community, that we
that's
both preach the gospel with our words and
when you
testify
think about
to the gospel.
How do we do
with
it?
Our deeds? And here's why this is so
well,
important.
Well, as the phrase
one reason why
following Jesus
when we do
would
this,
suggest,
you know, when our words and our deeds
we
work
should actually
together,
look to him
kind of proclaiming who
and
God
follow
is,
his example.
I think it
we
makes
should ask the question,
Jesus
well, how did Jesus go about
so
it?
So compelling.
And then we
and I think it still
should do
makes
likewise.
Following Jesus compelling, even
that's
in
what
our
it means
world,
to follow him.
Which is maybe antagonistic.
Well, from
at
the
times
beginning
to Christianity,
we see very clearly.
And I say that with good evidence.
Jesus established
I think of the Alpha course
the
that we've
pattern,
had
if you
for
will.
15 years.
The
Alpha
pattern
is a kind
for
of a course
successful
that introduces people
mission.
To the Christian faith.
I want to look again
the
at
way
verse
it does it,
23.
You know, well, I'll just explain it.
Notice
you know,
carefully
you
what it says.
The message verbally.
Jesus
really
went
you know,
throughout
you kind of
Galilee,
to the faith. But then
teaching
you
in their synagogues and proclaiming
the
good news
that,
of the kingdom.
You know, we receive guests.
And
the way that
curing every disease and every sickness
over that
among
10-week
the
course in small groups.
I
and
believe
so,
there is
the,
a very simple
words,
pattern there
deeds kind of
for us to follow.
Together,
it's a pattern
it
that we see over and over and over again
actually grasp,
in the life and ministry
and
of Jesus.
Grapple? Is that a
essentially,
word? Wrestle
Jesus
with the message.
Does that
make
two
sense?
Things.
I think testifying
first,
to the gospel with our deeds,
he verbally
it
proclaims
people.
The good
it removes
news.
Some clutter and enables them
teaching,
to really
proclaiming.
Grasp, wrestle with it.
And then second, he
okay,
manifests the good
I
news
think that's
of the kingdom
how we follow Jesus
through his
and
deeds.
Fish.
And specifically in verse 23, through his
about.
Deeds of
and, you
healing,
know, 10,000 feet,
bringing wholeness to people's lives.
And awesome. But I think we have to
we
be
fulfill
honest
fulfill the
ask
mission
ourselves.
As we go out and proclaim in both word and deed the good news of God's kingdom.
How many of
and
our
both of those
life
things
decisions
are
or how many
absolutely
of our lifestyle
essential. And when the church has emphasized one over the other,
Jesus
It has caused significant problems and led to a failure, I believe, of what Jesus has commanded us to do.
And I think it's challenging so, because it involves the surrender of something we all cherish.
The message must be proclaimed all the time with our words and our actions.
Soren Kierkegaard.
They must be held together.
He was a 19th century Danish.
We know that words are very important, right?
And he drew this really famous distinction.
We know they have
followers
power.
Of Christ and
words have power to build up and to tear down.
A follower is someone who strives to be what they admire.
Chapter 1, verse 3.
But an admirer,
says the Lord,
he says,
spoke.
Keep
then God said,
at some basic level,
let there be light.
At a distance.
And there was light.
They're detached.
Jesus himself is described
as
the Word.
That
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God,
and, so they don't
and the Word was God.
You know, what they admire. That's Kierkegaard.
You know, many people
I think those words ring
have heard
true.
This phrase
easy
that has been attributed to St. Francis of Assisi.
Even if you don't buy the whole, like,
preach
God
the
thing,
gospel
he's someone that
at
you can
all
admire.
Times. Use words
and Kierkegaard
if necessary.
Actually goes so far as to say, you can worship
there's a problem
Christ
with that, however.
As an admirer. That
there
admirer
isn't actually
is highly
any evidence that
Christ,
St. Francis
says.
Ever said that.
But they don't renounce
in fact,
anything.
St. Francis
they
began the Franciscan order,
of their lives.
Which is a preaching
they don't
order.
Express
that's
the
what they did.
That they, profess
they went around and
to admire.
Verbally proclaimed.
There's something
the
as I read that quote that really resonated with me.
Now,
with this idea
what
of being
he did
claimed,
say in his rule
that admirers are people
what he did
who
say was
Jesus
that friars should not
because
preach
they don't want
in
to
a
be
town
claimed.
Unless
they,
had been
surrender.
Given the permission to do so.
And I don't mean surrender in a
and
very
so
innocuous,
he then added,
heavily spiritualized
let all the
surrender.
Brothers, however,
I mean, surrender
preach
the real
by their
areas
deeds.
Of our lives. That just don't match
and so clearly,
our Christian
his
confession.
Point was that
I,
even if they were denied permission
to
preach a verbal message,
the way I spend
they
money,
could still preach
just, features
by
of
their
my life
deeds.
That just don't
but
match
in no way was he suggesting
I don't really want
that
to
somehow
this.
You know there is a way to communicate the gospel
the places
absent
that we don't want
words.
To come under Jesus' lordship.
He was in no way saying,
now,
you know, well, we don't really have to proclaim
so whenever
the
I'm
gospel with
there,
words.
And someone up here,
St. Paul makes it very clear
to be
the necessity
I, like, automatically
of
tune them out.
Words.
You know, it's like, who are you, man?
When
you know?
We
so don't hear
the gospel. Romans chapter 10.
What I'm
10.
Saying is this. As I've kind of, I've sat
Paul
with
writes,
this passage over the last week.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord
as
shall
Peter
be saved.
Or Andrew or
Amen.
James or John.
That's great news.
Meeting Jesus and hearing that call
but
to follow me. And I picture
how
myself,
how are they
how would
to call
to
on one
and what
in
what
whom
I've
they
kind
have
of
not
encountered?
Good question.
It's not like I didn't know
and
this, but I've been made aware
in one
of my own
of whom they have never heard.
To really
another
following
good question.
Christ.
And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him
at the challenge of discipleship.
Another good question. And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent?
And
as it is written,
I don't have a way out.
How beautiful
right?
are the feet of
those
who bring
good news. And I don't think there is kind of a magic bullet to be successful.
Not all have obeyed the good news.
One thing, though,
Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed
our
message?
So,
faith comes from what is heard.
Meet with regularly
and
in some
what
kind
is
of
heard
way.
Comes
read
through
scripture
the
together,
word of Christ.
Pray about the stuff that's actually going on
so,
in life.
So, let's be clear.
You know, spending time
without
with those types
question,
of people,
if we are to fulfill
really
our mission,
reinforce
we must communicate the gospel with words.
Follow Christ.
There is
so
essential
kind of
information
alone, and you find that
like
it just,
what
is
we
it
will
working?
Recite
you know, it's
in
kind of,
just
it's not
a
minute
to work in
the like
creed.
That. So maybe it's
there is essential
to
information
a group of
that
some
must
kind,
be
some way that
communicated
kind of out
if someone
community
is to
really
understand
okay.
and
so
receive the gospel.
But I want to close by saying that
it's not optional.
It's part of the salvation that Christ brings. It's not a,
but
it's not a, an addition.
It is more than that.
Not too long ago,
it's more than just proclaiming a message in
out
words.
Of the mud. On the shores
Jesus
of the sea
did
of
proclaim
it was
the good
summer,
news of the kingdom
the
in his words,
really
but he also proclaimed the good news of the kingdom
of the
in
so
his
a team of
deeds.
Archaeologists you know,
and I think
cleared
that,
it,
that
cleared
actually
it out.
Flows
cleaned
out
it,
of the very nature
it,
of Jesus himself. Remember,
the period
Jesus
of Jesus'
is the
life.
Word
pretty cool.
Who was
so now,
with
you
God
can go to Israel
and is God.
And see for yourself the exact
But as John says later in chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word,
it's a vivid reminder
what?
That
became
Jesus' disciples were real people
and lived among
and
us.
And that it really cost them something.
And we have seen his glory. The glory as of the
you know,
Father's only Son, full of grace
like
and
small
truth.
Business owners
so Jesus,
in today's economy,
the Word of
they
God,
expect a moderately
took on
comfortable,
flesh.
Secure.
He became
income.
An embodied
and, you know, I love
word.
That the text immediately, immediately. We just know that right
see.
Away they left.
A word
so why?
That we
why
could
did they
touch?
You know, I think that's the question
and this
that
is
all
so
of us
important.
Have to ask. Why?
That we
you
preach
know,
the gospel.
Called to be disciples.
But also that our
regardless of our more particular vocations,
the
you know, I work in business
in
or I'm a mom
form.
Or whatever, we're
both
all called
our
to
words
fish for other
and our
people.
Deeds
and we're all called
to
as
speak.
Well to abandon
and they
any
really
lifestyle
need to be saying the same
that
thing.
May look attractive and luxurious, but actually
too often
wars against our own integrity
our words
and
our
and
deeds
and
are
we're
not
called to do certain things
in
and we're
sync.
Called to not do certain things. So
and that causes significant
to,
problems.
The question
confused.
Is, why would we? Why would we?
James speaks to this idea. He says, if a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food,
century,
one of you says
Jesus
to them,
himself,
hey, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill.
Of his presence.
And yet you do not
when
supply their bodily needs.
Who could melt
what
your heart with kindness and then turn around
and
scare you to
deeds
death with his zeal
lined up
for righteousness. Now, he genuinely cared
word
about other people
and deed
more than himself. And it
following
left him
the example of
unpredictable
Jesus.
And totally
that is how we take
fearless.
The good news of the kingdom.
I think the disciples
to the entire world
when they met Jesus that day.
The message preached, proclaimed in words
of his character
and always simultaneously
and
lived out
by the hope
in our action
of something similar.
Our verbal message must always be strengthened
you know, every great
by our
spiritual
gospel
writer,
actions,
Christian and honestly,
bringing hope
even non-Christian.
In tangible ways.
They talk about
making
how
the spoken word
have this
real and visible and
inside
and,
of them,
and
almost
obvious.
Like a sickness that tells them
this is why our kingdom project vision
the
includes the phrase
universe.
About bringing
you know,
the healing love of Jesus
is
to
the
all
most,
people.
Or my story is
if
the
we
most
want to reach people, which we do,
interesting story out there.
If we want to reach people, whether it's here in Johnson County
course,
or whether it's in
believe
Gulu,
that
northern
true.
Uganda, or wherever
but
it is,
we live as if it's true.
Then we
and
have
we
to do more
our
and just tell people God loves
everyone else. Even though it
we also need to be able to identify
we do it. And we almost do it
areas of need and brokenness.
Discipleship is a gift.
And demonstrate how the good news of the gospel
life of love.
Brings real healing and hope.
It establishes us
this is what
in a
Jesus
relationship
did.
With God. And,
and
plants
what he calls us,
in
his followers,
spiritual tradition
to do. And of course, it's not something that we can do in our own strength.
We're sinful,
we can only be effective as the Holy Spirit is working through us.
And with privilege.
But to be sure,
and when we work
it is something that
lives,
we have to set our minds to do.
Work that message into their lives.
Because Jesus
we find
is still issuing the same
the
call today.
And loving
Jesus
and
is still saying to you and to me, he
and
still
Jesus
says,
recreates
follow me.
Us in the image of God. He makes
follow
us
me.
Into the kind of people
that and
God
that is a call that demands a response.
And that's why discipleship
and not just a verbal one.
It's such
oh,
a
yeah,
gift.
Okay.
Amen.